It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, April 28th. I'm Patricia Naft. There was a shooting death in Fruta last Saturday. This is Corporal Young with the Fruta Police Department.
Initial investigation determined that a shooting occurred between two male subjects outside the residence. One male was struck by the gunshot, was transported to a local area hospital where he later died from the injuries. At this time, we've identified all parties involved. No one has been charged or arrested at this time, but the incident is active and an ongoing investigation.
The alleged shooter waited for police at the scene of the shooting and was questioned, but as Young stated, no arrests have been made. Last Friday, hundreds of people attended the groundbreaking ceremony of the new multi-million dollar recreation center in Montrose. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
It's a cloudy afternoon in Montrose, and despite the chance it could rain, more than 300 people are at the site of the future recreation center. The facility has an estimated price tag of $28 million. Ken Sherboneau is the executive director of the Montrose Recreation District.
Tracking the whole history, it's probably going on almost two decades of effort to bring a recreation center to Montrose.
Last year, city voters approved a sales tax increase to fund the project. The district also received a $500,000 grant from the Daniels Fund and a $1.9 million grant from the state to help cover construction costs. Sherboneau says the rec center will include a competition lap pool, gymnasium, climbing wall, racquetball courts, and an indoor walking track.
So it's going to offer something for every age and every interest. It's really going to make a great contribution to the quality of life in Montrose.
Cindy Alvarez says she's excited to bring her kids to the center when it opens.
So there's going to be a child care center, and so I'll be able to swim, bring the kids so they can do their activities. We can all do it at the same time in the afternoon, after school, or on the weekends.
Deborah Lewick says the site will be a benefit to the community.
Well, for one thing, it's a place for the kids. There's not a lot for them to do, and so this is a good place for the kids to actually spend some time.
If construction stays on schedule, officials estimate the facility will open in the fall of next year. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
A federal law that gives money to rural school districts was recently reauthorized. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
It's the Secure Rural Schools Program. This is Jim Ventrello, the financial officer for Delta County School District 50J.
What has happened now is we're getting a little over $200,000. About $100,000 of that will go to the county and about $100,000 to the school district. The county uses it specifically in Road and Bridge, and the school district, it's just in our general fund.
Ventrello says that the program was initially set up to reimburse counties and schools affected by declining logging activity in the Northwest after endangered species protections were implemented. The program initially had a 10-year phase-out, but it's been reauthorized a few times, most recently for 2 years.
You know, it's kind of what you might call funny money. It might be there and it might not be there, depending on the whims of Congress at any one time.
He says that just months ago, they were looking at a budget cut of $75,000.
If it's a senior teacher, it might be a senior teacher and their benefits. We tend to look at it that way. You know, that's a person's livelihood there that's, you know, being threatened.
He's relieved that they will have the full funding this year. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Veterans around Norwood may not have to travel as much for health care. The Uncompahgre Medical Center has been approved as an alternate care facility for those with a Veterans Choice Card.
The veterans in our area receive this card because they are more than 40 miles away from a VA facility.
That's Sarah Franklin with UMC. She says the cards went out as part of the Veterans Access Choice Accountability Act that was passed by the federal government last year. If a veteran lives too far away from a VA center, they can now use their benefits somewhere else. Franklin says that they've seen interest from local veterans, but there is a little paperwork involved. The patient must first contact the VA, then they will give the okay for that individual to visit UMC. It could take up to 6 weeks.
I think it's a good idea if they're interested in coming to us as a provider in our area to set up that initial appointment to establish that care and that connection between the VA choice and UMC, because then we'll have that established. So if they do get sick, you know, a sinus infection that maybe comes on quite quickly, or if they have an injury or something like that, we'll already be set up to take care of them that way.
She says that not only will patients not have to drive as far, but the physicians that are coordinating their care will be closer too. Several towns across the Western Slope have implemented rules for OHVs, like four-wheelers and side-by-sides, to legally drive down streets. Many communities are looking to make it easier for riders to transition from off-road trails to in-town, where they might visit a restaurant or stay in a hotel. In some places, like Lake City and Hinsdale County, this is controversial. Three times before, the citizens have voted down OHV rules. Recently, the Board of Trustees passed an ordinance making the upcoming summer a test run, so to speak, allowing OHVs temporarily and then putting the issue to a vote next year. That may not happen, though.
We received a petition, a referendum petition, and it was signed by the appropriate number of people to stay the ordinance. And what that just means is the ordinance does not go into effect.
That's Lake City Town Manager Leslie Klusmeyer. She says that because of the petition, the test run is mostly scrapped, even if it makes it to a vote.
Then the first meeting possible for them to hear it, the petition, is June 3rd at their first meeting in June. At that time, their decision will either be to repeal the ordinance or to set it for a special election. And the first time the special election could occur is in the later part of July, which is toward the end of our season that OHVs would be able to come in to Lake City, because most of them, of course, will come on the Alpine Loop.
She says the OHV demographic has changed over the years for the better. And finally, a bill to raise the salaries of elected officials in the state is expected to be introduced in the final days of the legislative session. As Benta Berkland reports, the proposal has been in the works for months.
Summit County Assessor Beverly Breakstone is a driving force behind trying to raise salaries of county officials. Local governments would pay for the raises, but the move needs legislative approval. Breakstone wouldn't be in office when a raise would take effect, but says it's crucial for getting the best applicants.
So the last raise was 2006 authorized, but there are fewer and fewer people that would want to take the elected official's job.
A broader bill is in the works to also increase the salaries of the General Assembly by almost 30% and the five statewide elected officials, including the governor. The last time statewide elected officials received a raise was in 1998. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Stay tuned for Ashley for the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.